Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The indiscriminate sacredness of bombs. The zippycatholic.wordpress.com. We are always responsible for the behaviors we choose. Bombs are indiscriminate weapons. They kill everyone in their fatal blast radius, without discriminating between innocent people and belligerents. This is the nature of bombs. When we choose to detonate a bomb, we are choosing to kill everyone we know to be in the fatal blast radius. That is the nature of the objective behavior we have chosen. But many people seem to believe that the indiscriminate nature of bombs, qua technology, has a sacred charism which takes away our responsibility for our choices. The fact that a bomb is objectively indiscriminate somehow implies that we aren't responsible for killing all of the people we choose to kill when we deliberately destroy their living bodies with a bomb. We're only responsible for killing the people we wanted to kill, writes the Zippy Catholic, with an imaginary discriminate weapon. Not all of the actual people we actually chose to kill with our actually in discriminate weapon. But the fact that bombs are indiscriminate weapons doesn't change the nature of human choices and moral responsibility. Bombs are not quasi-sacramental objects which move our moral responsibility out of objective reality and into an imaginary inner world wherein we didn't actually choose to kill everyone known to be in the fatal blast radius.